Testivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 15, Uniform Securities Act Definition of Terms.
The organization responsible for the Series 65 exam is the North American Securities Administrators Association, or NASA. They state in their Series 65 exam overview that candidates should educate themselves about the Uniform Securities Act, as well as statements of policy and model rules adopted by NASA. And NASA, as the name indicates, is an organization of securities administrators. The term administrator is a generic title used to indicate the person who is responsible for enforcing the Uniform Securities Act in a state. In various states, this person is called commissioner, director, or secretary of state for securities. NASA, as an organization, actually predates the major federal securities laws, such as the Securities Act of 1933 and the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. NASA was formed in Kansas in 1916 and made its first efforts at standardizing U.S. securities laws shortly thereafter. The organization's goals were to protect the public by drafting model laws which could be adopted by the individual states to prevent fraud and to register the persons involved in the securities business. In the early days of securities regulation, a Kansas Supreme Court justice was quoted as saying that people were coming into his state and selling schemes that had no more substance than a piece of clear blue sky. As a result, the Uniform Securities Act became known as the Blue Sky Laws. Uniform Securities Act Definition of Terms. Person. The Uniform Securities Act broadly defines person as any group or individual, other than a minor, a mentally incompetent individual, or a deceased individual. The following are included in the definition of person: individual, corporation, partnership, association, organization, trust, government or political subdivision of a government. If it's not dead, incompetent, or intoxicated, it's a person. Security. Written evidence of ownership, where performance depends on the efforts of a third party. Under the Uniform Securities Act, any of the following may be included in the definition of security: stock, bond, mutual fund, note, certificate of deposit, variable insurance product, warrant, right, option, direct participation program, warehouse receipt, multi-level distributorship agreement, merchandise marketing program, collateral trust certificate, profit sharing or partnership agreement, oil and gas drilling programs, ownership interest in farmland, animals, or real estate, or any other instrument commonly known as a security. Instruments that are specifically excluded from the definition of security include currencies, fixed insurance products and endowments, collectibles, commodities, jewelry, precious metals, and retirement accounts. Guaranteed security. A security whose interest, dividend, and or principal payments are guaranteed by someone other than the issuer, typically a parent company. State Securities Administrator. The official who regulates and enforces securities law at the state level. The administrator is appointed by the governor for a term of 6 years to protect the investing public. Duties of the administrator include: deny, suspend, or revoke registration when appropriate, perform investigations, issue subpoenas, audit books and records of broker-dealers and investment advisors, interpret and enforce state securities law. Exempt. Exempt persons and exempt securities are not required to register at the state level. Exempt transactions accommodate for sale of unregistered, non-exempt securities. Issuer, any person who issues or proposes to issue a security. Non-issuer transaction, any transaction other than an issuer transaction, secondary market transaction, third market transaction, etc. Recommendation, any affirmative act or statement that endorses, solicits, requests, or commends a securities transaction to a customer or intentionally aids a person to engage in such conduct. Solicitation, any oral, written, or other communication used to offer a security. Accredited investor, an investor to whom the provisions of the Uniform Securities Act do not apply. The following are included in the definition of accredited investor: banks, savings and loan associations, trust companies, investment advisors, insurance companies, pension and profit-sharing plans, broker-dealers, government agencies, and individuals with net worth in excess of $1 million and annual income over $200,000. Investment Advisor Representative, or IAR, an individual or natural person who represents an investment advisor. Investment Advisor. The Investment Advisor Act of 1940 defines an investment advisor as any person or business entity who offers investment advice or recommendations or prepares research reports for compensation. The Act requires anyone meeting this definition to register with the State Securities Administrator, or SEC, as an investment advisor. Agent, or registered representative, an individual or natural person who represents a broker-dealer or an issuer of securities. Broker-dealer, or member firm, any person or business entity engaged in the business of effecting securities transactions for its own account or the account of others. When executing a transaction on behalf of a client, a broker-dealer acts in the capacity of broker in an agency transaction and charges a commission for its services. When executing a transaction for its own account, a broker-dealer acts in the capacity of dealer in a principal transaction and charges a markup or markdown for its services. Note, a broker-dealer cannot charge a commission and a markup in the same transaction. A broker-dealer must register with the administrator of every state where it intends to do business, unless the broker-dealer has no physical location in that state and only transacts business with accredited investors and or individual investors who are temporarily in the state. Specifically excluded from the definition of broker-dealer are agents, issuers, banks, savings and loan associations, and trust companies.